You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The International Monetary Fund released a fiscal transparency evaluation report on South Africa. Essentially, this report measures the transparency of the fiscal affairs within the country, particularly focusing on institutions like National Treasury, the South African Reserve Bank, and the importance of the financial side of the country that is South Africa. And I'm joined on the line by the Director of Budget Reform at National Treasury, Prudence to take a look at this report and just try and unpack some of the findings that the IMF noted in the report. Good evening, Prudence. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with those findings. Obviously, a lot of areas are looked at within the report. The report has three pillars that are identified for assessment. Can you just take us through the pillars and what they look at and the importance of a report like this?
Hi, Demir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So they assess main three pillars that are focusing on fiscal reporting, fiscal forecasting and budgeting. And the last one is fiscal risk and analysis. So South Africa generally does very well on the fiscal reporting side. So this is where we look at the coverage of our publications and everything that we do with other institutions. What do we say about tax expenditure, the frequency of our reporting, the timelines, our classifications in terms of expenditure, whether it's economic classification, functional classifications, the integrity of the auditing process. And then when we look at the forecasting in itself, it's now you're looking at projections. When you look at macroeconomic forecasts, whether these are actually credible data that we're publishing on what our expectations and outlook is, fiscal legislation, they look at our performance information, public participation. And on the risk side is where you're supposed to be looking at contingent liability to the fiscals, the natural resources that we have, the environmental risks and possible threats like your private partnerships ending up being a burden to the fiscals. So those are the three main pillars.
Now, Prudence, something else that the report that the IMF puts together looks at the open budget index. Now, my understanding of that is that it looks at the transparency of the budgets that are delivered. And in South Africa's case, we actually rank significantly higher than the other 120 countries that were looked at from that perspective. What does that say about the transparency of the budget that National Treasury delivers twice a year?
So the OBI survey compares the 120 countries and it looks at 8 documentations that we publish during the budget, and we look at pillars such as transparency, public participation and oversight to see how strong we are on looking at the budgets from the oversight perspective and the legislature. And we look at public participation, whether we allow the public, whether through legislature or any other platform, to participate in the budget. And the transparency in itself just looks at whether or not the information that we have on budgeting is publicly available. And in South Africa's case, we do very well on this. We score 86 out of 100. And it's worth mentioning that Georgia scores 81 and they are ranked first. So it was just one point that separated us from them. So what we do is that we do not just only make the data or the documents available through publication and gazetting, but also we put them online. And what we've recently done is we have also made the data accessible in different formats through Vuleka Mali online portal, where you can access the data in Excel, CSV, for ease of analysis, because we truly have nothing to hide when it comes to the budget in itself. And this is a good report on the side of South Africa, because we do not see the public as people that do not understand, but we'd like them to come to the level of understanding that all the different stakeholders also have. Hence, the information is made publicly available in all platforms.
It's quite impressive to rank second amongst 120 countries for transparency in terms of our budget and our information sharing in that respect. Prudence, I want to look at some of the concerns that were highlighted in the report. Obviously, whilst it is good to have strong pillars, it's good to have certain fundamentals in place from a principal perspective, there were still six principles that the IMF identified as not having been met and areas that needed to be addressed. Can you just take us through those as well as how Treasury's mapping out the response to that?
Sure. So the first one that I mentioned that we do very well on is the reporting pillar. However, we do acknowledge that there is room for us to look at the international best practice when it comes to fiscal reporting. And also just to make sure that what we are doing on one sphere of government is also, it trickles down to the other spheres. So that is what we're trying to do in the next phase. And also we want to strengthen tax expenditure disclosure. We got some criticism on what we are currently publishing there, and also the adherence of the timelines when it comes to auditing and publication of financial statements. So this is now when looking at the consolidation and after we have done the reporting. While we may meet the timelines for budgeting, we don't do so well on the reporting side, and that needs to be strengthened quite a bit. And on the forecasting and budgeting in itself, for a long time we did not have time-bound or stable fiscal rules. And I think going forward, we've already started engaging on how we're going to introduce fiscal anchors, which is something that we have never really consulted on. And that is a stance we need to take to be able to deal with the crisis that we're currently facing in the economy. So we are going to have time-bound fiscal anchors. We even had a meeting with civil society just to mention to them the plan that we have in consulting regarding the fiscal risk and that should help us even in our forecasting and budgeting in the future. When it comes to the fiscal risks themselves, I think there has been concerns about the long-term fiscal sustainability. Do we really make enough analysis on the impact of the decisions we make on future generations? So we have for the first time published a long-term strategy on fiscal long-term fiscal report in 2023, which is in addition to what we have in the MTBPS. We have a dedicated fiscal risk report. So we have strengthened that bit, but we are hoping to do even more, because once we understand our risks, we'll manage it better. And also there has been a call for publication of public-private partnership data. And I'm happy to announce that we did say in the budget review in February that there is a bigger review of the PPPs themselves, the framework, and how we can consolidate financing, increase the use for ease of delivery, but also to reduce the fragmented duplication of effort in the public sector at large. So those are the areas that we are currently focusing on to be able to improve the weaknesses that have been identified by the IMF.
Prudence, now amongst those weaknesses are areas that we know have plagued South Africa as a country, not just National Treasury. I'm thinking of one of the weaknesses outlined being investment projects and the information around the procurement processes related to that, as well as from the third pillar around natural resources. How difficult is it for National Treasury to be able to take on the recommendations that may be outlined in this report just based on what is required to be implemented? I imagine some of the things are already in the pipeline, as you've alluded to.
Yes. So on the long term, we are looking at reducing that risk, especially when it comes to investments. It is not something that we are proud of. And I think systematically we need to do better. But you would note that procurement processes in South Africa and having an office of a chief procurement officer as well is something that is came later on after the transparency issues have been raised before. And I think it is a work in progress. We have not yet undertaken a system that we can say we are happy with, but definitely we are working on those weaknesses to strengthen information on these projects and be able to even incorporate what I've mentioned already in terms of the PPPs, because some of the larger projects also involve private-public partnerships. And that information sometimes is not readily available on the system because it involves multi-donors and funders. So we are going to be undertaking this review of the PPPs and looking at projects at large, working with the team that works on the budget infrastructure in the National Treasury.
Well, these are certainly areas to continue developing on. It means that the work does not end here, but it always is nice to reflect on the fact that we are on the right track. We're doing well as it stands, and the IMF is recognizing that. I think we'll leave it at that, Prudence. Thanks so much for those insights. Prudence Tele, who is the director at National Treasury, responsible for budget reform, just taking us through the IMF's latest report on the fiscal transparency evaluation they conducted on South Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.